Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat Ki.
Jai.
This is chapter 6 from Madhya Kanda, part 1, Srila Vrindavanas Thakur Vedavyas. He's describing this meeting at Advaitacharya and Vishwambhar. There's some verses here, just continuing where I left off. And this is a series of verses being spoken by Srila Advaitacharya. These are various prayers. It's called Gauravandanam. These are prayers offered by Srila Advaitacharya in glorification of Lord Chaitanya. Because now they've met after a long separation. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was about 20 years old. He took initiation when he was 20. And now he's about 20, 21. He's started the Sankirtan movement. And Advaitacharya has been waiting for a long time. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is about 20 years old. And Advaitacharya is about 70 years old, 75. That's why he always has a gray hair. That stuff. So, this is, he's saying these verses. Ese charana rama seva ekaman ihara se jashagai sahasra vadan. Rama, the goddess of fortune, engages in the service of your lotus feet with full attention. The thousand-headed Ananta Shesh sings the glories of these lotus feet. Means your feet, Vishwambhar, Lord Chaitanya. Ese charana brahma pujaye sadai Shruti Smriti Purane Ihara Jashagai. Lord Brahma always worships these lotus feet, which means your lotus feet. And the Shruti, Smritis, and Puranas glorify your lotus feet. Satyaloka Akramila Ese Charane Bali Shira Danyahoila Ihara Arpane. Your lotus feet cover the entire Satyaloka. And the head of Bali Maharaj became glorified by the touch of your feet. Ese charana haite ganga avatar, Shankara darila shire maha vegajar. The forceful flow of the Ganga that is sustained by Lord Shiva emanates from your lotus feet. Koti brihaspati jini advaitera buddhi, mhala mate jani se chaitanyara shudhi. The intelligence of Advaita surpasses that of millions of brihaspatis. He knows perfectly well the glorious position of Lord Chaitanya. So this verse, of course, is being spoken by the author, Advaitacharya. Varnite charana base nayanera jal padila digala hoy charanera tal. While glorifying Vishwambhar's lotus feet, Advaita floated in tears of ecstasy. Base nayanera jal. He then fell flat at the lotus feet of the Lord. Digala hai charana tale. Sarva-bhuta-antaryami Shri-gauranga-rai Charana-tulia-dila Advaita-mathai. Shri-gauranga-rai, the super-soul of all living entities, placed his lotus feet on the head of Advaita. Charana-arpana-shire Karila-jakan Jai, jai, Mahadwani Haila-takan. As soon as Vishwambhar placed his beautiful lotus feet on the head of Advaita, the tumultuous sound of joy, 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 joy was heard. Apurva dekhiya sabe haila vival hari hari bali sabe kare kolahal. On seeing this wonderful sight, everyone was overwhelmed and began chanting, Hari Hari! Hari Hari!
Hari Hari!
Are you seeing it? You should see it. With the eyes of your ears, you should see what is happening here. In Mayapur. Advaitacharya is getting the mercy. He's lying at the feet of Mahaprabhu, Rasaraj Mahabhav. And Rasaraj Mahabhav, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is placing his beautiful lotus feet on his sheer par upar, the top of his head. Gada ghari jayad keha, mala shatamari, karo gala dari keha, kande uchai sware. Some of the devotees after chanting Hari Hari, they roll on the ground. Some clap their hands. Demonstrations. Others cried loudly while embracing each other. Others cried loudly. Shastrike Advaita Haila Purna Manorat Paya Charana Shire Purva Abhimat. The heart's desire of Advaita and his wife was fulfilled, for they attained the lotus feet of the Lord as they had previously desired. Advaitera Yagya Koila Prabhu Vishambar Are Nara Amara Kirtan Nrityakar. Vishambar instructed Advaita, O Nara, because he called him Nara, which means Nara, Naranarayan. O Nara, dance in my kirtan. Instructed by the Lord, Advaita began to dance in devotional moods. As the most enchanting sound of kirtan arose, Advaita danced before Gaurachandra. He danced madly, danced sweetly, and held many straws between his teeth. One moment he spun around, another moment he stood up, another moment he rolled on the ground. One moment he sighed deeply. Another moment he fell unconscious. Okay, I'll do that one. That's easy. That's easy. According to the mood of the kirtan, he happily danced in various ways. And in the end, he remained in the mood of a servant, Dasya Bhav. No one could understand Advaita's inconceivable glories, Achintya Prabhav. When Advaita rushed up to the Lord and saw Nityananda, he smiled while raising his eyebrows. He smiled and said, O Nitai, it is good you have come. For so long I could not see you. Advaita is saying to Nitai, Jaibe kotayaji rakimo bandiya, shane bale prabhu shane bale mataliya. Today I will bind you, Nitai. Where will you go then? Sometimes Advaita addressed him as Nityananda Prabhu. And sometimes he called him a drunk. Oh, Prabhu, you drunk? You drunkard, Mataliya. Advaita Charitre Hase Nityanandarai Ekamurti Dui Bhaga Krishnara Lilai. Nityananda Rai smiled at the behavior of Advaita. They are actually one. For the sake of Krishna's pastimes, they have become two. Vrindavan Das explains. Purve Balejatche Nityananda Nana Rup Chaitanya Rasevakari Ashesha Kotuk. I've already described how Nityananda joyfully serves Mahaprabhu in various ways. Now he's going to describe the services of Nityananda. How he serves Lord Chaitanya, just as Balaram serves Krishna in so many ways by expanding himself in five different forms. So how does Lord Nityananda serve Lord Chaitanya? Bola? How? By sleeping? No. Nityananda serves Lord Chaitanya by meditating on the Lord, becoming the Lord's umbrella or bed, and in some forms he sings the glories of the Lord, namely Anatta Shesh. Nityananda Advaite Abheda Karijan E Avatare Jane Jata Bhagyavan. All the most fortunate souls know very well that there is no difference between Nitai and Advaita. Jai Kichu Kalahalila. All their pastimes are quarreling together, Nityananda and Advaita. That you see are the inconceivable sporting of the Lord. Achintya Ranga Ishvara. This is Ishvara's Achintya Ranga. But don't imitate it. Now we shall start. Text 154, chapter 6. In case you missed, that's a recap for those that weren't in the last class. Replay. Hey du jera priti jena ananta shankar dui krishna chaitanjera priya kalevar. The exchange of love between these two, dui priti, resembles the exchange of love between Ananta and Shankar, for they are both dear forms of Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Purport. Ananta Dev is very dear to the Lord, and Rudra Dev is engaged in the service of the Lord. So their love for the Lord is extraordinary. Similarly, Nityananda and Advaita's pure love for the service of Sri Chaitanya Dev is extraordinary. They both made their appearance in order to please Sri Chaitanya. Text 155. Jena Bhuji Donhara Kalaha Pakshadare Ekabande Areninde Sehi Janamari. If one does not understand the quarrels of Advaita Nittai and takes the side of one and respects him while criticizing the other, he is vanquished. Finished. Because this is called Prema Kalaha. Lovers quarrel. In Jagannath Puri, Jagannanda Pandit and Mahaprabhu also had this Prema Kalaha over the sandalwood oil. Jagannanda Pandit went to a lot of trouble to procure costly and rare sandalwood and had it ground and pressed into oil to offer to his beloved Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jagannanda Pandit, of course, is Satyabhama. So he's relating, or she or he is relating as a husband, excuse me, as a faithful wife serving her husband, namely Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jagannanda Pandit seeing that way, so he wanted to offer this fragrant cooling sandalwood oil for the service of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to cool his hot head. Because everyone's thinking his head was overheated or that he had some type of malady in his body which was displacing his life airs and thereby causing him to display the symptoms of epilepsy. Flailing arms and whirling of the head and all kinds of different bodily distortions. So some people said that he was suffering from epilepsy. Because people, not everyone thought he was God 500 years ago. It's not that everyone was jumping up and down saying, Allah, Allah, Allah. You know, they weren't jumping up and down saying, Bhagavan, Bhagavan. Just like when Krishna was here, Prabhupada's telling, Bhagavan Sri Krishna was here, only 200 people thought he was God. Right? So that's not too many. Nobody in Vrindavan thought he was God, so that's quite a few thousand. They thought he was some little kid in their village. So the Brijvasis were left out of the calculation. And everybody in Mathura was on Kamsa's side, so they thought he was an ordinary person. So the rest of the Adivasis and other people of India, they didn't know what to make of it. But only 200 people actually thought he was God. Draupadi, Kunti, the Pandavas, etc. So what to speak on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's Chana Avatar. It's said in the 7th canto of Bhagavatam, Prahlad Maharaj is explaining, he's indicating or giving the hint in the verse. And now, what yuga is Prahlad Maharaj?
What yuga?
Keep guessing. There's only four choices. Is this a unanimous decision? Who is the first demon in the universe? Barsha, no. Who is the first demon in the universe? Hiranyaksha. Who is the second? What yuga is that? Ding dong. What yuga? Satyuga. Thank you. In Satyuga, Prahlad Maharaj, he's indicating the appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which would come 3.5 million years later. He's pretty good at forecasting. Prahlad is very good at forecasting. If you want to know someone who's Trikalagya, who can see past, present, and future, then dial up on your cell phone Prahlad Maharaj. Can you imagine? 3.5 million years he could see. So he said, yes, in the future in Kali Yuga, the Lord will appear as Chana Avatar. Chana Avatar means covered. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's got the Chana Avatar. Therefore, 500 years ago when he appeared, how many people thought he was God? 10, 5, 1? Very few. So, therefore, this quarrel that's going on is transcendental. This is a lover's quarrel. So, therefore, what I mean to say is, in relation to Jagannanda Pandit, many people are thinking he's a sannyasi and he's diseased. He has a disturbance of his life air. It's called Vata Rog. Vata Rog. Disease of Vata, or life airs, and it's causing him to exhibit the symptoms of that disease, which are dizziness, stumbling, falling, becoming stunned, fits and arms and flailing and moaning and grinding the face and running crazy across the sand dunes of Chatak Parvat, climbing the walls and gates of Jagannath Mandir, collapsing. So this is people thought like that. So then they were recommending things, even in Sachi, they were recommending in Mayapur. They were coming and suggesting that he would in Sachimata, the ladies and Brahmanis, her Brahmani friends were suggesting they would come to the house with Narayana tail, this red oil, which is Mahanarayan tail, which is good for muscle and joint sprains and whatnot. And they would bring it to Sachi and said, this is very good for your son's disease, his Vata Rog. You should apply it to your son because he's a little wacky. Your son's a little wacky and he's acting very strangely. All gopi, gopi, gopi and all this stuff. And so the same thing was carrying on to Puri. So in the service of his beloved, Jagannanda Pandit had prepared this beautiful sandalwood oil. And when he offered a pot of sandalwood oil to Lord Chaitanya, what did Lord Chaitanya do with it? He picked it up, raised it over his head, and smashed it on the, threw it on the ground. No, he didn't, rather. Actually, excuse me, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, what is this? You're offering this, you think I'm a dari sannyasi? You think I'm a sannyasi, walk, a dandy? You think I'm a dandy? I'm supposed to be a dandy. You know, you think I'm a dandy? If you know English, then you know what that means. If you don't, then look it up. You think I'm an egg dandy sannyasi, and you're treating me like a dandy. And you think I'm a dari sannyasi going around with hordes of women and greasing my hair back and keeping all kinds of fragrant oil under my arms. But I'm not like that. And you take your sandalwood oil and offer it to Jagannath. Do Jagannath save it. Why are you offering such a costly thing to me? I'm an ordinary mortal. Why are you offering this to me? I don't want this. Give it to Bhagavan, Jagannath. Give it to Bhagavan for his seva. He can burn his lamps in a temple in a royal fashion. Why use mustard oil for your ghee lamps when you can use sandalwood? Right? Just like a king. When you're burned, when they burn your body, the shamsan, they use some old fruit crates. They take some old fruit crates, break them up, make a pile and throw your body on it. But when a king is burned, when a king was burned, a great king, he was burned on sandalwood. That's high class fire. So in the same way, Lord Jagannath's high class, so he uses sandalwood oil in his ghee lamps and his oil lamps in the temple. Lord Chaitanya was suggesting that. Nothing but the best for the Lord. The Lord should have the best of everything. Generally, the standard is, if you go in South India, they use sesame oil. In South India, they use sesame oil, and Sri Rangaji and Guruvayur and some other temples there where they have these so many lamps. And Venkateshwar Balaji, they use sesame oil. Because it's available a lot there. So when Jagannanda heard that response from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, he made this terrible face. What is this? I did so much effort to make this for you, and you're just telling me, what do I care about Jagannath? You're my everything. You're my Prananath. What do I care about Jagannath when I have you as my Prananath? Okay. Jagannath's busy with universal affairs. He's a big prime minister. But you're the Lord of my heart. What do I care about the stars and galaxies? What do I care about the stars and galaxies? Jagannath's busy turning stars around upside down. He's the Lord of the universe. I care about the Prananath. You're the Lord of my prana. That's right inside me. That's nearest and dearest to me is my prana. What the hell do I care about the universe? Stars will do what they do. Planets will turn as they turn. The sun will rise and fall as it does. But I care about you. You're my everything, my Lord, my Master. This is why all was for you. This is my love, offering. I don't want it. Give it to Jagannath. I don't need it. So then Satyabhama, Jagannanda Pandit, he took this pot of oil and said, you don't want it? You're not taking it? Then this is what I think of it. And he raised it over his head. Boom! Cracked. He smashed it on the ground. For hell with Jagannath. If you're not going to take it, then tutkai. Tuchavat. He threw it on the ground and it went all over the place. It's called Prema Kalaha. It's called Achintya Ranga. Inconceivable sports. Cannot understand. We can look as a spectator and say, amazing. But it's there. So Advaita was having the same Prema Kalaha, lover's quarrels with Nityananda. Hare Krishna. Advaita Nirtadeki Vaishnava Sakal Ananda Sagari Magna Haila Vival. As all the Vaishnavas watched Advaita's ecstatic dancing, they are overwhelmed and merged in an ocean of sleep. Bliss. I'm sorry, I misread it. I'm sorry, I didn't mean it. Nothing personal. Haila Prabhuragya Rahi Bharatare Tattakshane Rahilena Agyakari Shire. When the Lord ordered the waiter to stop dancing, he immediately stopped, respecting the Lord's order. So when I order you to stop sleeping, you should immediately stop sleeping, respecting the order. Apana Galaramala Advaitere Dila Varamaga Varamaga Bhalena Hasiya. Vishambhara gave his own garland to Advaita and then smiled and said, ask for a benediction. Ask for a benediction. Shuni Advaita Kichu Nakare Uttar Maga Maga Puna Puna Bali Vishambhara. Advaita did not reply. As Vishambhara repeatedly said, ask, ask, Maga, Maga. Come on, come on, ask for something. Advaita balaye ara kima igovar jebara kahilun tahan payulun sakal. Advaita said, what more can I ask for? Whatever I desired, I have already received. Tomare sakshatakari apane nat chilun chittera abhishta jata sakala pailun. I have danced before you. Now all my desires have been fulfilled. Ki chahimo prabhu kiba shesha achayar sakshate dekilun prabhu tora avatar. Oh my Lord, what can I ask for? What more is there? I have directly seen your incarnation. Sakshat Deki Avatar. Ki chahimo kiba nahi janaha apane kiba nahi deka tumi divya darashane. What should I ask for? You know well what I lack. What is there that you do not see with your transcendental vision? Divya darashan. Kiba nahi deka tumi. What is there in me you don't see? Can't you see everything? Divya darshan. Janaha apane. Is there anything you don't know? Matta dulaiya bale prabhu Vishambhar. Tomara nimitteyami hayulun gochar. Vishambhar rolled his head and said, I have manifested because of you. Gare gare karimu kirtan parachar. Mora jache nache jena sakala samsar. I will preach the chanting of the holy names from house to house so that the entire universe will dance as they sing my glories. Nach. Brahma bhava naradadi jare tapakare hena bhakti balayimu balilun tomare. Balilun. I will distribute that devotional service for which personalities like Brahma and Shiva and Narad undergo austerities. This I assure you. Bhakti bilaimu. Bhakti bilaimu balilun tomare. In the purport, it's being rephrased by Siddhanta Saraswati. Mahaprabhu said, I will benefit everyone, including the most sinful, by awarding them prema, for which the four-headed Brahma, Shiva, and Narad perform austerities. This is my assurance. So these great devatas are performing intense austerities. Meditation, so much denial, self-denial, self-control. And the Lord is simply going to distribute this to the residents of Kali Yuga freely. What is his mercy? Advaita balaye jadi bhakti bilaiba stri shudra adijata murkere sediba. Advaita replied, if you distribute devotional service, bhakti, then also give it to the less intelligent persons, including the women and shudras. Nothing personal. Is Vrindavan Das Thakur a chauvinist? Could be. People may say. If you think you're a woman, that's your problem. Because you are not a woman. If you think you're a man, that's another problem, because you are not a man. Oh, they're talking about women, they're talking about me. Are they? Are they talking about you? Not me. Not talking about me. Because I'm not a woman, I'm not man. I'm jiva. Jivatma. It's a mentality, it's not a form. Woman is a mentality. Man is also woman. Man is woman if he thinks enjoyment. Man or woman, they must think seva. I am a servant of God. It's a mentality. It's a bhav. It's not a form. It's a substance, vastu. So woman means the mentality to enjoy separate from God. That means woman. A man is also woman. Woman is a man in woe. W-O-E. A distressed man becomes a woe man. So a man or a woman who wants to, a jiva who wants to, who identifies, a jiva who identifies itself or himself as separate from the Lord is a woman. That's a fact. For example, it's very interesting if you think about this point. You're laughing, but it's actually a point. It's a fact. In the spiritual world, in Vrindavan, there are male forms and female forms. But everyone is in Prakriti Bhav. Everyone is in female Bhav. So Nanda Bhava is a female. Balaram is a female. Sridham is a female. Prakriti Bhav. They're enjoyed by Krishna. Ekala Ishvara Krishna Arasavya Priti. There's only one Purush, Eki Purushottam, Eki Purush. In Jara, and many Prakriti. Eko Bahusham. So the form may be male or female, but what is the Bhav? There the Bhav is everything for the service of the Lord. So that's the Bhav. But here, this becomes perverted. The Prakriti Bhav to serve Krishna becomes perverted. So Prakriti Bhav here is the desire to serve the body. So one is in Prakriti Bhav means he wants to enjoy the physical body. So a man is also a woman because he wants to enjoy the physical body. And a woman wants to enjoy the physical body because he's also a woman. It's a very interesting point.
Purush.
Yeah, everyone.
Purush is man.
No, it's Purush. If you define Purush as enjoyer.
Yeah.
But this is not what I'm trying to say. I'm trying to say that everyone's woman. Woman means female. Female means Prakriti. Purush is a male. That enjoying spirit. Every man and woman has enjoying spirit. That's why when people say, oh, woman, this woman actually means this mentality. This means less intelligence. It says, oh, will you give this to less intelligent persons, including the women and Shudras? Some people think, oh, this means female, somebody with a female's body. This means a man also. Anyone who thinks he's a body is less intelligent. Shudras. Because he's just saying Shudras. These are categories. Anyway, this is some higher synthesis, but you can try to think about it. Anyone, in other words, anyone, whether you, because generally these writers of scriptures, they consider that a male form is more suitable for austerity because of the determination of a man is usually greater than a woman, or the jiva in a man's body. So that determination enables them to do more strict austerities by which they can gain some sukriti. With that sukriti, they can gain some knowledge. So they can learn more. That's a general idea. Vidyadana kuladi tapasyaramade tora bhakta tora bhakti jj jana vade sepa pishta sabedeki maruka pudiya achandala nachuka tora namagunagan advaitera vakishuni karela hunkar prabhubale satyaje tamara angikar. Advaita continued. Let all the sinful people who are proud of their education, wealth, high birth, and austerities, and those who place obstacles in the path of your devotees and your devotional service, burn to death. And let all others, including dog-eaters, dance while singing your names and qualities. Hearing Advaita's statement, the Lord roared loudly and said, whatever you say will be fulfilled. I guess we're all dancing in Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan party. Because of the mercy of Advaita Acharya, of course, He also brought Lord Chaitanya here, in one sense. So when Lord Chaitanya heard his request about this, then Lord Chaitanya says, yes, whatever you said will be fulfilled. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati says, let sinful people burn to death with envy on seeing the devotees from all classes of the world and their extraordinary devotional service. And let me have the pleasure of seeing the envious proud person's hearts burn on seeing the enthusiastic dancing of dog-eaters and other condemned and neglected persons who joyfully identify themselves as followers of the path of Prema Bhakti. Lord Gaurasundara approved these statements of Advaita. So we don't have to worry about seeking revenge. Devotees don't have to worry about seeking revenge from some we meet some vilifier or some blasphemer. We just forgive, forget, carry on with the business at hand, chanting and dancing and remembering the Lord. No need to get revenge, seek revenge. Even the score, as they say. Because Lord Chaitanya will arrange that those who place obstacles in the path of devotees will burn to death. So, Krishna will take care of the offenders. Don't worry. It'll be a hot exit. Burn to death. It's a pretty hot way to exit the body. The wrath of God. This is the wrath of God will be on the head of the offenders. And this was suggested by Advaitacharya, and this suggestion received a nod of approval. And they're also nodding. Received a nod of approval from Lord Chaitanya. Esava vakyara sakshi sakala samsara Morkanicha prati kripa haila tanhar. The entire world is witness to these words, for his mercy was distributed to the foolish and fallen. Condemned low-class people of the world will testify to the authenticity of the conversation between Sri Mahaprabhu and Sri Advaita Prabhu. Gauranga. Chandaladi nachaye prabhura gunagan but Bhatta Mishra Chakravarti Sabaininda Janna. Even the dog-eaters are dancing and singing the glories of the Lord, while the Bhattas, Mishras, and Chakravartis are engaged in criticism. Interesting statement. This is by Advaitacharya, I suppose. It could be by Vrindavandas. It's not very clear. This is Vrindavandas Thakur's stating this. This is what's happening. By the mercy of the Lord, which was the wish, it was the wish of Advaita that the Lord would extend his mercy to even the lowest quarter. He would liberate even the most fallen persons, chandalas and fifth class people and dog eaters, they would be liberated. And this was Advaita's wish, and Lord Chaitanya sanctioned it. Now Vrindavan Das Thakur is entering into the discussion and giving some description of the situation. That this is, of course, about almost the same time. Vrindavan Das Thakur lived just about, he was a young boy when Lord Chaitanya left the world. So he lived about the same time. And he's saying that these illustrious, educated, and exalted Brahmins of the time, Chakravartis, Mishras, Jagannath, I mean Lord Chaitanya himself was Mishra. These are names of caste, Brahmin caste. Mishra, Bhatta, and Chakravarti. Although they're supposedly very high class Brahmins, they became very narrow minded and very envious. And they were finding fault. And they were criticizing the Vaishnavas. Oh, what are these dog eaters chanting Hare Krishna? What are these New Yorkers chanting Hare Krishna? Mexicans, Russians, Americans, what is this? You know, these people, the infidel, the kafirs, Pashandis, Mleches, Yavanas, what are they? Mishra, Pandit Mishra, did you see that? this Russian guy with tilak. He's chanting Hare Krishna. Ah, everything now, everything, our culture is ruined now. Everything's been spoiled. It's all the fault of Advaita and this Nimai Pandit. They're upstarts. They're bringing disgrace to our illustrious Brahmin caste. Ah, this is terrible. Everything, this Kali, 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 Kali. Ruining everything. So this is the fact, because there are some statements in some Puran that in the age of Kali, the demons that were killed by the Lord take birth in Brahmin families. Some of the demons killed by Ramachandra. In Treta Yuga, they appear in Kali Yuga and as Brahmins. So this is actually a Puranic shloka that some of these so-called Chakravartis are actually asuras, demons. It's there in the Puran. So, of course, we have regard and respect for the Brahmins, but nevertheless, in this particular instance, by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and the Sankirtan, these Chandalas had exceeded or surpassed the illustrious Mishras, Chakravartis, and Bhattas, like Gopal Bhatta, this type of name, these names. Foolish low-class persons headed by Chandalas were dancing and singing the glories of Lord Chaitanya Dev. But learned high-class persons like Mishras, Chakravartis, and Bhattas started blaspheming Lord Chaitanya. This was their only business. Not very intelligent. Their intelligence was obviously lost. Grantapari Mundamuri Karubudinash Nityananda Nindakari Jai Beka Nash. Vrindavanas Thakur says, someone who studies the scriptures and shaves his head may nevertheless lose his brains. Maybe he shaved off his brains with it. He says, lose his intelligence. Budi Nash. Munda, like Mundi, Mudi Purnim. Munda Mudi. Grantapari. Grantapad, Grantapadi, means he studies the scriptures. For one who blasphemes Nityananda is certainly doomed. If persons who are averse to the service of the Lord read the scriptures and speak nonsense while remaining proud of their knowledge, they certainly lose their intelligence through their cultivation of knowledge. Without understanding the extraordinary characteristic of Nityananda, they welcome their own destruction. Interesting. Because these people, they couldn't appreciate Nityananda. He was the main culprit. He was the main culprit in distributing this mercy to the fallen. Nityananda Mahajan. Shadavan Janahe, Shadavan Janahe, Shadavan Janahe, Shadavan. O men of faith, O men of faith, please take up the mercy of Nityananda. Nityananda Mahajan, right? Nadiya Godrume Nityananda Mahajan Patiyachi Nama. Was it Patiyachi Nama? Patiyachi Nama Hata Jivakaran. So, for the benefit, for the cause of the Jivas, Jivakaran, to benefit and for the cause and help and mercy of the Jivas, Nityananda has established the marketplace of the holy name, Namahat. And everyone's coming there. Chandalas are coming there and purchasing the nam with the price, with the salary or the price of surrender and sincerity. And they have faith. And the Chakravartis, Bhattas, and Mishras, they have no faith. They're faithless. Shadavas. And they're blaspheming. What is this? What is Nityananda? What is this nam hat? Yeah. They're blaspheming. They're doomed. Advaitera bale prema paila jagate esakala kottakai madhya kanda haite. The entire world received love of God by the mercy of Advaita Prabhu. All these pastimes are described in Madhya Kanda. Shri Advaita Charya ki jai. Chaitanya Advaita jata haila prema kata. Sakala Janina Saraswati Jaganmata. Only Saraswati, the mother of the universe, knows everything about the loving conversations between Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Advaita Prabhu. So only, in other words, it's difficult to follow. So which Saraswati is this? How many Saraswatis are there? Yeah, that's also there. There's unlimited Saraswatis. There's two categories of Saraswatis, let's put it that way. Two categories of unlimited Saraswatis, to be specific. So you talked about Divya Saraswati, the consort of Lord Narayan, who is the Swarup Shakti of Lord Narayan, transcendental potency, and?
A wife from Lord Narayan.
And then the Saraswati of this Jagat Saraswati, within this universe. And a mouse? So this Jagat Saraswati, she's in charge of material knowledge. Knowledge of music, Sangeet Vidya. Sangeet Vidya, Shastra Vidya, material Shastras. So students, as you probably have done, they keep one little photo or one little painting of Saraswati above their desk at home, and they say, "Oh, Saraswati, please help me be a smart girl, although I'm stupid. Do something miraculous. Do something miraculous in my case. I'm quite foolish and stupid, but if you can give me your special mercy, I will give you 1 rupee in puja, and you just pass all my exams for me and do a good thing for me." So there's millions of little people worshipping Saraswati. But the Saraswati we're talking about here, who knows about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is called Shuddha Saraswati. And she is the goddess of all sound vibration. She is the mother of all emotions of this world. She knows all the conversations between Sri Chaitanya and Nityananda. That's the purport. Se Bhagavati Sarva Janira Jivai Jiva Ananta Haya Chaitanyara Jashagai. That goddess manifests on everyone's tongue, Sarva Jan Jiva Bhagavati, and unlimitedly sings the glories of Lord Chaitanya, Jashagai. Chaitanya Jasha, Jashoda, Jashagai, Ananta Jashagai. Sarva Vaishnavera Paye, Mora Namaskar, Itte Aparada Kichu Nahuka Omar. I offer my respectful obeisances at the feet of all the Vaishnavas, so that they may not consider my offenses. So this is Vrindavanas Thakur Mahashai, falling at the feet of all the Vaishnavas and begging to be relieved of offenses to them. Shastri ke ananda haila achaya gosai avimata pai rahi lena seitani. Advaita Gosai and his wife became jubilant, and on the order of the Lord they remained there. Nice. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Chanda Jan Vrindavan Dasa Tachu Parajugagan. Accepting Sri Chaitanya Nityananda Prabhu as my life and soul, I, Vrindavan Das, sing the glories of the lotus feet. Thus ends chapter 6 of the Lord's meeting with the Advaita Acharya.